It's Friday, May 29th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As the coronavirus outbreak in China has subsided, the communists are persecuting Christians once again. On April 27th, 30 personnel demolished a house church in Jiangxi province for being unapproved by the government. A church member told the Bitter Winter magazine, quote, "The Communist Party's persecution of house churches is increasingly severe. This is mainly because more and more people believe in Christianity," end quote. On April 17th, officials disrupted the service of another house church in the area, telling them to disband or have their building confiscated. Even state-approved churches are under attack now. On April 24th, authorities started destroying a large church building in Shandong province. Three other state-approved churches had their buildings demolished in recent weeks. Yesterday, China's National People's Congress passed a new security law over Hong Kong, banning secession and foreign interference in the administrative region and allowing Chinese forces to operate there. Anticipating Communist China's takeover of Hong Kong, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced Wednesday that Hong Kong no longer has enough independence to qualify for its previous preferential trade status. U.S. senators have introduced a bipartisan bill to sanction Chinese officials for undermining Hong Kong's freedom. Speaking of Secretary Mike Pompeo, California pastor Greg Laurie got a chance to interview him last week, asking him how his Christian faith impacts his work. Pompeo said he keeps his faith at the front of what he does, and that he reads two books every morning, the Bible and intelligence reports.
I wonder, Mr. Secretary, with the kind of intel you deal with every day, the things that you are aware of that we as ordinary Americans aren't aware of, what keeps you up at night, and how do you deal with potential fear and anxiety as a believer and as a person in your position?
I have my earthly responsibility, and it's true that you've now talked about two books that I read every morning. So I have my Bible sitting out, and every morning I get a book filled with intelligence that talks about all the threats to Americans here at home and Americans all across the world. To juxtapose those two every day is sometimes hard to get your head around.
Wow.
I managed to synthesize them, to bring them together, knowing that the Lord gives me the capacity to work, to be diligent. I hope He'll give me the wisdom and the perseverance to meet these challenges head on in a way that protects the American people. And then I go back to that most important book every day as well and remind myself that the Lord is looking out over this world, and as difficult and as challenging as these problems are that are presented to us by our adversaries around the world who want to do harm to America, I'm reminded that the Lord is watching this. That both heightens my sense of responsibility and also comforts me, gives me the strength and courage to continue on in the mission.
2 Chronicles 16, verse 9 says, "The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show Himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to Him." As of yesterday, 8 states still prohibit religious worship or subject it to unequal treatment during the coronavirus lockdown, reports the Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty. The states include California, Maine, Nevada, New Hampshire, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, and Washington. 2 Illinois churches filed an emergency request with the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday, asking for relief from the state's 10-person limit on in-person services. A new video by the Center for Medical Progress shows Planned Parenthood executives and directors giving sworn testimony last year that the abortion giant was taking the remains of murdered babies and selling them. Undercover videos by CMP's founder David DeLeiden initially exposed Planned Parenthood's illegal sale of body parts from aborted babies. The latest video admissions from Planned Parenthood come from a court case they were bringing against DeLeiden and his colleagues for the undercover footage, a case which the pro-life advocates lost. Now they owe millions of dollars to the murder giant. Proverbs 17, verse 15 says, "He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the just, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord." The governors of New York and Texas announced their states have seen the fewest number of coronavirus deaths this week since the outbreak began in March. Also, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released a new report last week estimating the mortality rate of people with coronavirus symptoms to be 0.4%, much lower than previous estimates, but higher than the seasonal flu. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo rung the iconic bell of the New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday, reopening the trade floor for the first time in 2 months since the coronavirus outbreak. Meanwhile, the number of Americans seeking unemployment benefits still remains very high, but did decrease for the 8th consecutive week last week as many returned to work. Ecclesiastes 2 verse 24 says, "Nothing is better for a man than that he should eat and drink, that his soul should enjoy good in his labor. This also, I saw, was from the hand of God." And finally, I'd like to share your story of what the Worldview Newscast means to you. What sets it apart? Why do you enjoy listening to it? If you listen to it as a family, how do you incorporate it into your children's education? And are there any specific stories that stand out to you? When you email me at adam@theworldview.com, please include your full name, city and state, or country if you live outside America. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Friday, May 29th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.